HarperCollins presents The Hunt for Red October by Tom Clancy. Read by Lance C. Fuller. The First Day. Friday, 3rd December. The Red October. Captain First Rank Marco Ramius of the Soviet Navy was dressed for the Arctic conditions normal to the Northern Fleet submarine base at Paliarny. Five layers of wool and oilskin enclosed him. A dirty harbor tug pushed his submarine's bow around to the north, facing down the channel. The dock that had held his Red October for two interminable months was now a water-filled concrete box, one of the many specially built to shelter strategic missile submarines from the harsh elements. On its edge, a collection of sailors and dockyard workers watched his ship sail in stolid Russian fashion, without a wave or a cheer. "Engines ahead slow, Komarov," he ordered. The tug slid out of the way, and Ramius glanced aft to see the water stirring from the force of the twin bronze propellers. The tug's commander waved. Ramius returned the gesture. The tug had done a simple job, but done it quickly and well. The Red October, a Typhoon-class sub, moved under her own power towards the main ship channel of the Kola Fjord. "There's Perga, Captain." Grigory Komarov pointed to the icebreaker that would escort them to sea. Ramius nodded. The 2 hours required to transit the channel would tax not his seamanship, but his endurance. There was a cold north wind blowing, the only sort of north wind in this part of the world. Late autumn had been surprisingly mild, and scarcely any snow had fallen in an area that measures it in meters. Then a week before, a major winter storm.